Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you did rise again. We don't serve a Savior that was stolen. We worship a God who was raised from the dead.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for that and bless you for the chance to be here today.
Yes.
To celebrate this resurrection. Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
That was a pretty song.
Yes, it was.
Our scripture verse today, it's in John 20th chapter. You can read that scripture this week. Go on and read the whole chapter. It's a great story. The person we're talking about here today is Mary Magdalene. She was so close to Jesus. She was coming on that, and if you read this story, start in the 20th chapter, read the first 18 verses. This is her story. As she prepares, she's coming to the tomb where Jesus had been buried. The tradition is you anoint the body with oil, and he died late on Friday night, wasn't able to finish it up. Saturday was the Sabbath, weren't allowed to do that on the Sabbath. So the scriptures, if you read that, you'll say she came before the sun came up. It was still dark. As Mary is heading to the tomb. I don't know how she thought she was going to roll that stone away. She didn't plan that far ahead. She just knew that she needed to be there. As she gets to the tomb, to her amazement, the stone had been rolled away.
Amen.
You know what? That scared her. If you read in here, her first thought is the enemies of Christ have come and they have stolen his body. That's what she believed. Notice, she didn't go into the tomb. Once she saw the stone was rolled away, she immediately, the scripture says, ran and found Peter and John. Her story to Peter and John was this. The stone's rolled away. They have stolen Jesus. They knew it was their enemies because she knew where the disciples had been. They're hiding. They're not getting out. They're not coming to this tomb. It's only Mary coming to this tomb. And Mary says to him, they have stolen Jesus. This was horrible news for Peter and John and I guess the other disciples as well. They ran to the tomb to see for themselves. As they got to the tomb, it says they were running together, but John outran Peter. Maybe he was a little younger than Peter. He outran Peter. But John stopped at the entrance of the tomb and just peeked in. You know Peter. We've talked about this so many, how impetuous Peter, man, he ran. And he found the linen that had been wrapped the body of Jesus there. Found where they had wrapped his head, laid separate. John then comes in and sees this. They were devastated. The scriptures in there, you read this, they didn't understand that this is exactly what Jesus told them was going to happen.
Sir.
They came to the tomb. They saw that Jesus' body was gone. And that was just more pain for them. And the scriptures say they left there and went home. Who's left? Mary is there. I don't know why she didn't go in the first time that she went to the tomb. Maybe it was so dark she couldn't see. It shouldn't be that she was afraid of this tomb, because this was a tomb that nobody had been buried in before. If there had been other people buried there, I can see where she would be afraid to go in there with all the bones and skeletons of other people there. But this was only Jesus. But now it's just Mary there. And she comes to the tomb. Now she looks in the tomb. When Peter and John were in there, they just saw the linen there. When Mary looked in there, there were angels there sitting on the front and the back of the place where they had laid Jesus' head and his feet. They look at Mary. And they say to her, "Who are you weeping for?" Mary is so upset. She says, "Somebody has taken my master. Where is he? Tell me where he is. I'll just go get him." All of a sudden, there's a voice behind her. She looks out into the garden, and she sees a man standing there. That man was Jesus, but she didn't recognize it, did she? Maybe the tears were so heavy in her eyes that she just couldn't focus. Maybe there's something different about Jesus before his death and after his death. You know, it talks about in Luke this story of two of Jesus' followers walking down the road. They just witnessed the crucifixion. And as they were walking along, all of a sudden, a stranger appears with them. That stranger was Jesus, but they didn't recognize him. He spoke with them. They didn't recognize his voice. There must have been something different about Jesus. Because Mary didn't recognize him. These were men who had been in the ministry with Jesus, had been there for 3 years, had heard him speak many times, had seen him many times, knew how he walked, knew what he sounded like when he talked. But when they were speaking to Jesus, they did not recognize him. Jesus says to Mary, "Why are you weeping?" Mary turns to the gardener, who she thinks is the gardener, says the same thing. "Do you know where they've taken him? Tell me where he is and I'll go get him." Jesus doesn't answer that question, does he? He doesn't say, "This is me." He doesn't say, "I'm raised from the dead." All he said was her name. He just called her by name. The minute he said her name, she recognized who he was. She didn't recognize Jesus before, but when he said her name, which I'm sure she has heard him say that many times in the past, when she said his name, she looked at him and knew who he was. When she looked at him, I guess somebody needs to knock on the door. Somebody's there.
Okay.
She calls him Rabboni, which means teacher. See, Jesus just said her name and she recognized him.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. We have that same situation today. So many times Jesus is doing something in our life. He's opening doors. He's closing doors. He's keeping us safe. We don't even know it's Jesus.
Amen.
We don't even see Jesus. We don't even recognize Jesus. But he knows us.
Amen.
He knows us by name. Just like he knew Mary. Listen, one of the great things about the resurrection, it's not just God demonstrating his power over life and death. It's not just God showing how much he is in control. The resurrection is showing how much he cares about us, how much he knows about us, how much he loves us.
Amen.
We were Jesus was crucified for our salvation, but he rose again for us to be justified and delivered. When Jesus said his name, Mary knew who he was. Don't you think she wanted to run and just throw her arms around him?
Amen.
Don't you know that she wanted to embrace him? This was her master, her teacher, her savior, and she had thought that he was gone, but now he's alive.
Amen.
But Jesus keeps her an arm's distance away. He says, "This is what I want you to do. I want you to go and tell the disciples. I have been stolen. I'm alive. And I want you to go tell these disciples this." The first time she ran to the disciples, that's what she told them. Somebody stole it. She had a new message this time when she came back. You'll read in that scripture. She comes back to the disciples and she says, "I have seen the Lord." She was the first one to bring that message that God is not dead. He is alive.
Amen.
I have seen Him. If you read in this chapter 20 further on, you're going to see that Jesus appears to the disciples later on. But He sent Mary to deliver a message.
Amen. Thank you.
And that message was, I have seen Jesus. He is not dead. He's alive.
Amen.
That's our message.
Amen.
For those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ, for those of us who know that Jesus is not dead, that He is alive,
amen,
our message is to get that cross to other people. Just like Mary described this to the disciples. The disciples then began to understand what Jesus had been teaching them during His ministry. They were finally getting it. You'll see that when He comes to them, He breathes on them the Holy Spirit. No longer are they afraid. No longer are they timid. No longer are they ashamed. These men changed.
Amen.
Because they realized that He rose again. That's what Easter should mean to us, that we need to change.
Amen.
Our message is not that Jesus just died for our sin. That's not where it stops.
Mm-hmm.
It goes past that.
Yes.
That He rose again.
Amen.
That He's coming again. And that He's going to usher us into heaven. When we pass away, I was speaking with someone this morning, and they were talking about how when you die, there may be places that you go to. There's just two places. When Jesus rose again, we can say because He lives, we live. Because He has eternal life, we have eternal life.
Right. Amen.
I want you to understand. Like Priscilla was talking about in Sunday school, that things get hard in this life. It is tough. And God never promised it wouldn't be tough. He never said that things are just going to come smoothly. You know, many people come to Jesus because they're afraid of going to hell. That's not the reason to come to Jesus. Some people come to Jesus because they think they're going to not have these problems that they have now. They've had somebody tell them, you just come to Jesus and He can take all your burdens away. That's not the reason to come to Jesus. You come to Jesus because you are convicted of your sin, and you believe that He died for your sin, and that He rose again.
Amen.
And because He did, you too will rise again.
Amen.
Death is not the end for us. This is not our home. We're just passing through.
Amen.
As much as Jesus enjoyed His life, as much as Jesus, even all the things He had to go through, all the things He had to suffer, He was willing to do that because He knows that the only way that we can have eternal life is for Him to go through these things, and He loves you that much. Listen,
amen. Thank you, Lord.
Don't overlook Jesus in your life. Don't let's be like Mary and look at Jesus and see He's doing things in our life and we not even realize it. We not even recognize Jesus. Know this. Even when we don't recognize Jesus, He knows us.
Amen.
He knows us by name. There's nothing about me God doesn't know about you. And he loves you anyway. Wrap your head around that. He knows everything about you, and God loves you anyway. That's right. Father, as we come to you, looking at this first Easter, Father, it didn't start out the way the disciples and Mary thought it would be. They had heavy hearts, and they were so discouraged. But that changed. And you changed it, Father. When you rose Jesus from the dead, brought him back to life, to share with the disciples and other people and show them that God has power over life and death. God is a God who is in control. But he is also a God who loves us very much and knows everything about us. Father, I just pray that if there's somebody here today that doesn't really understand who Jesus is, they've never accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. That's more than just knowing who Jesus is. That's inviting him into your life. Turning your life over to him. Being willing to make the sacrifices that need to be made. And to be thankful for the blessings that God has for us every single day. We are blessed every single day. Even when we don't realize it, God is blessing us every single day. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for your Son who died on that cross, but also who rose again. Father, we cannot ever be able to thank you for what you have done for us, but Father, we can certainly commit ourselves to you, to honor you, to worship you, to love you and no other God.
Yes.
You are our God and we are your people.
Amen.
And Father, we thank you that you loved us enough to care that much about us. To allow your Son to die on that cross. But Father, as you did on that third day, he rose, Father, from the dead, to go and spend the eternity with you, where we will one day spend eternity, Father, as long as we have accepted Jesus Christ. Father, if there's someone here today who needs to make a decision, Father, I would pray that you would call their name, just like you called Mary's name. That they would hear that name and understand how much you love them and care about them. Father, thank you for the people here. These people mean so much to us, Father, and they mean even more to you. These are your people, and you love them so much. Father, protect them, strengthen them, bless them. Father, we thank you that we can come and celebrate another Easter Sunday and talk about the resurrection of Christ. He is not dead. He is alive. And we thank you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
We're going to have